Michelangelo once said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it." Welcome to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. As an international actor, entrepreneur, and world traveler with millions of followers, Jesse seeks to speak and learn from the most insightful, successful people in the world, sharing love and life together. This is Life Talk, and this is your host, Jesse Meester.
Welcome to another episode of Life Talk, here with the great Richard Hart himself. Super excited to finally have him on the podcast. It was very spontaneous, actually, here on a Sunday from Marbella, Spain. And where are you right now, Richard?
It's like top secret agent stuff. I'm like 007. Nobody knows. You can hear European sirens in the background occasionally. So it's about it.
So good to have you from the cave. I remember seeing it on the YouTube videos. Love the setup. I love what you're doing also for the community and being so direct and transparent. Been recognizing a lot of that and myself as well. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate that. And I wanted to introduce you as somebody that caught my attention on the internet, and not just because you are known for Hex, but because you're very outspoken. You're very particular in the way that you show yourself on social media.
I speak truth to stupid.
Exactly.
That's my thing.
And you also, which I admire, you're not backing away from criticism. In fact, you invite people on that proclaim to know it better, to proclaim to hate you or whatever it is. And I think that is admirable and something that I haven't seen yet. So welcome and thank you for being on today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
So just for people that don't know you, who is Richard Hart? How did you start in the space of crypto, et cetera?
Sure. So I was a retired serial entrepreneur. I had a 150 employee marketing company in Dania, Florida, which is in between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. And we sold mortgages, cash advance loans, foreclosure bailouts, miracle cleaner, sex toys, anything you could sell on the internet, basically. So I was retired, multimillionaire, self-made in 2003, the age of 25. And then I started traveling the world. And while I was traveling, I discovered what I thought was stupid at the time. I thought Bitcoin was a dumb idea. And then I was like, oh, I can mine it for free anyway. I've got this super strong computer. Double click in the XE, 50 Bitcoin comes in every once in a while. Now 50 Bitcoin is worth about $500,000. And that's the funny thing about crypto is it's like not how early you got in, it's how long you held. Because I got after I got my free coins, they got me in on the freemium deal. Then I bought more, helped make the $30 top. It went right down to two. It dropped 93%. And then now it's 18,000. So, you know, you could have bought it for two. Now it's 18,000. You would have 9,000 extra money. But people are stupid. You know, they don't understand how crypto works. So, I mean, even I started out stupid, right? You don't start off an expert in everything. So, yeah, you know, I'm used to mine Bitcoin, invented my own cryptocurrency called Hex. The price went up 1,000,000%, which is 10,000x in 623 days. It's 2.5 years old now. And now I'm doing the world's largest free airdrop where everyone will get a copy of all their coins on Ethereum on a new network for free. You don't have to do anything. I raised $27 million for charity. I own the world's largest diamond. I collect Ferraris and exotic cars and watches. I got $9 million of watches, $2 million of cars. God, you name it. I got a lot of stuff going on. Free self-help books, free self-help videos.
What is it that, because I've looked into Hex. I also saw that you started with Bitcoin and you were very like pro. And then you kind of like, I saw a change in your direction, obviously, because you started Hex, but you also
made a video. It's not because I started Hex. That's not why. I mean, it's very simple. You have to decide what you want out of your technology. Because, I'll explain this. Because this technology has this mechanic by which if other people buy, you get richer, it makes people very intellectually dishonest in regards to what the technology is and its real adoption, things like that. People lie constantly about stuff that they've invested in, which is unfortunate. So for instance, you know, what has more utility, Bitcoin or Ethereum? Ethereum, why? Well, let's see. In Bitcoin, you can't program it to do crap because it's not built to be programmed on. It's trash. And so no one can program on it. So like when I built Hex, I built it on Ethereum instead of Bitcoin. Why? Because you couldn't build it on Bitcoin. And so the world's first time deposit monetized this time, Hex.com, was built on Ethereum because it's more useful. Stable coins, which allow you to de-risk in volatile moments such as these, when Bitcoin itself is down 71, 70, 74%, and Ethereum's down 82%. In times like that, it's nice to be in a stable coin. Well, those aren't on Bitcoin either. Oh, well, what about NFTs? If you want to like tokenize memberships or collectibles. Nope, can't do that in Bitcoin. All right, so basically you can't do anything in Bitcoin. It's trash and the price performance sucks. So in 5 years, it went from a 20K all-time high to a 69K all-time high, a 3X price performance in 5 years. My coin did 10,000X in 2 years. Obviously, like Bitcoin sucks. It's the top of its S curve. The world's largest, the world's richest guy bought. Companies bought. Trust funds bought. Investment capitalists bought. Entire countries bought. El Salvador make it legal tender and bought. Everyone bought. And so a bunch of idiots that come out at the very end by the top of the S adoption curve. By the way, you probably don't know what S adoption curve is. Early adopters, no one's ever heard of it. Oh my God, massive adoption. Okay, everyone's using it now. It's cool. That's the S. Okay. And like Bitcoin's at the top of its S curve. It has weak, limp gains. Everything outperforms it. Ethereum outperformed it price-wise 3-to-1. So do you want 3 times the money? Okay, well, it seems like Ethereum was a better purchase. And it's much more than that. That's just from the COVID dip. So, you know, if you're honest about the technology, Bitcoin's actually trash. It's slow, it's expensive, it's buggy, it's had inflation bugs. It has a crap roadmap. It's not good technology. It's okay technology. It's okay.
When you discovered that, because I remember seeing a video where you were relatively, you know, emotional about the loss that you made in Bitcoin, I believe.
Well, losses on paper aren't real losses, right? So it's like, if you, Richard cried because the bull market was over. So I called the 20K top on the day. Mm-hmm. I called the 65K top on the day. And really the 69K top was fake. It was only there for like a small amount of time. It went straight down. So, and then I was like sad because I used to shill Bitcoin all day long. I was sad that I couldn't do that anymore because I knew it was wrecked and I called the bear market. And so that video of me getting teared up at 8,500, the fucking price went down to 3,000. So should I feel bad about tearing up at a 3 times higher price and letting everybody else know the shit was wrecked and dead? No, I should feel fucking great. I called the top. I told you the bear market was over. I was 100% right. And if you look at my track history, I'm just fucking right about everything. Like you give your coins to someone else to try and make yield. You lose all your money. Everybody lost all their money in CRED. Now everybody seems to be losing all their money in Celsius because no one can take it out. It's fractionally reserved. They're fucked. Everybody's fucked because cryptocurrency was invented to get rid of middlemen and people love to give their keys up and inject middlemen, do the opposite of why crypto was invented. They lose all their money. It's right about Celsius. It's right about the Bitcoin price. I'm right all the time and I do it for free. I just give you this information that I could sell for millions of dollars for free because I'm a nice
like guy. To be fair, Richard, I don't even think it was a bad moment because I think that moment was very pure and very vulnerable. Yep. And I think you shared like your journey throughout like getting now where you are. And I think looking back at it, I just kind of like want to determine like what was the moment where you were like, okay, I'm stopping this investing in Bitcoin and in this bull market.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
I mean, everything changes. Like tops get found. Like people are like, oh, you were bullish in November of 2017. You're like, yeah. And then the price went up. And then when the price, right before the price started going down, I called it. Like people are so dumb that I don't update their worldview. Ethereum used to suck. It used to only have scams on it. Then it kicked ass. And now it's too expensive and too full. So I have to launch a new thing called Pulse Chain. So, you know, like you have to update your worldview. Technology is a constantly evolving process. And if you don't update your worldview, you're just going to get left behind. I mean, you're still using an 8-track, you're still using a fax machine. Those used to be good technologies. They're not now. You got to keep pushing.
That makes sense. Yeah. So you created a community in the space. Was that mainly through YouTube or what was the...
I mean, I'm not sure if it's mainly through YouTube. Might be mainly through Twitter. I mean, I've got 250,000 followers on Twitter. I've got half that on YouTube, and then I've got a third of that on Instagram. So it might be primarily Twitter, maybe.
And you've invited some Bitcoin maxis. I saw some of the interviews you did. I have to say, excellently done.
I love to crush these idiots.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how, and I have experienced that myself because it blows. I'm a psychologist, and I'm blown away by behavior and how there's such an attachment, a personal attachment to that coin.
Well, it's like this. Are you a Phillips head screwdriver maximalist? I mean, I like a Phillips head screw. They're nice. They're actually designed to strip out so you don't hurt what's underneath them. So you get stripped heads all the time. There's better technology if you don't want to strip the heads out. Hex heads, Torx heads, etc. You know, and before that, you think people would have been flathead maximalists? Every tool has its job, its use, its utility, its location. And because people buy these things and make money on them, they totally forget all that. There's no anonymity in Bitcoin. It's garbage. Wouldn't you like your money to be private? Well, I mean, yeah, obviously, right? So like in Ethereum, we've got Tornado Cash. You can make your money. You can get privacy if you want it, and like not available on Bitcoin. Good luck coin mixing. Everyone gets caught. Doesn't work. It's hilarious. Like, people are stupid. I have to keep slapping them around with knowledge. You're so dumb.
But wait, why would you say that? Like, so my assessment is that I think it's because they invested.
Sure. That's why.
Like their life savings. And now it's become like this utopia of, okay, it has to reach 100 at 100K, which is not happening. But like,
well, it will, but just not as quickly as people want. And after a massive, savage, brutal dip, which is the same thing it's been doing forever. Bitcoin's not doing anything new except the double top. The double top was new. So Michael Saylor and some investment funds decided to buy another high, another top, and get leveraged up. And now they're getting deleveraged and liquidated and destroyed. Everybody, Michael Saylor said Bitcoin was going to fail in 2013, like online gaming. The tweet's still there. He didn't delete it. I was massively invested in Bitcoin. He didn't want to buy it at 1,000. He wanted to buy it at 10,000. He's an idiot. He bought the top. He market bought the top on Coinbase. The president of El Salvador market bought the top on Coinbase from his cell phone. These guys don't even know how to get good order execution. They don't know how to spread their orders across different. I'm just like,
yeah,
what? You guys are idiots. You're noobs. Like, you might know something about another industry, but you don't know shit about this one. You guys are the guys who are going to get fucking wrecked. And unfortunately, he got wrecked with other people's money. It's, you know, he should have listened to me. I sold the top. He bought it. He's a fucking idiot.
So you say you're always right. How are you always almost right? What kind of almost? Okay. Well, where do you get your intel?
Well, I say shit that I have confidence in, right? So like, how often do you see me make a Bitcoin price call? Now, once every couple years, you get a Bitcoin price call once every couple years. So when I make that call, it's a big fucking deal. What else? You got to pick a thing. Like, I make a lot of statements that aren't price statements. Like, pick a thing, right? Like counterparty risk. I've seen entities failing in Bitcoin and in legacy markets constantly. I know why crypto was invented. It's very easy for me to say, not your keys, not your coins.
Yeah.
But people have no goddamn memory. You're like, you guys don't remember Mt. Gox, Quadriga CX, BTCE, Cryptopia? It could go through the list. Like, everybody gets wrecked all the time, but they're just so stupid, they don't remember it. Like, they make these new hourglass games where, like, you pay a tax to spend your coin. And you're like, that's the opposite of progress. Low fees, no fees is progress. Some fake scam Ponzi crap where you make maximum fees, that's not progress. They did that with proof of weak hands. Oh, and how did that work out? It went to zero and everyone got wrecked. Oh, so they make a new version of it and it goes near zero and everyone gets wrecked. And you're like, yeah, guys. History keeps repeating. Do you want to learn from it? You know, they're too dumb to know the history and they just keep getting caught in the same trash. It's crazy. Like, Bitcoin's dropped 85% like three or four times before. Now it's doing it its fifth time. Cool. So what? Great. It's an opportunity. I mean, I wouldn't buy the trash, but it's still better than most opportunities, right? Like,
you did say earlier, like, it's going to reach 100K.
At some point, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to keep printing the dollar until everything goes to prices you don't find reasonable. As long as they keep devaluing the dollar, everything's going to go to stupid price.
No.
So at 1.5x in Bitcoin's all-time high is not a very fucking sick call. Yeah, we're going from 69 to 100. Oh, that's like a 1.3x. Hardcore, bro. Hardcore. You get like a 1.3x in a day in HEX. It's just...
You think we're at a support level right now with 19K and 1K for Ethereum? No?
No, I don't. I think you're so oversold, you might get a bounce. But I don't think there's support here. Where's the support? I mean, wouldn't the old all-time high have been considered support? Blew through that shit like it wasn't there. It blew right through 20K down to 17K like it wasn't there. And I don't think everyone's been liquidated yet. I still think there's leverage positions that are still hanging on by a thread that they're still adding margin to that haven't collapsed yet. And when they do sell, like I think there's 180,000 Ethereum position that's still ready to get liquidated. I'm not trading and I suggest you don't, but if I were trading, I'd want to know where that liquidation was. I'd be looking it up on chain to see the health of it. Because when they're forced to sell, the price is going down.
I hear what you say. Mind you,
everyone, yeah. I was the only guy to call the top. Everybody else said it was going up. Mm-hmm. I said it was going down. I was right. They're wrong. It's been a year and a half now. My price calls went in profit every single day except one, that fake out 69K candle. They got people long. Went straight down. So
when you came with HEX, what was your mission there? And why do you think, because I looked into it and you're right. It has so much more utility than a lot of the other projects that are out there that people die for and believe is godly almost. Why is it that HEX gets so much hate,
well, you have to remember all these influencers, all these YouTubers make money on you losing money. So they promote your referral links. The referral links make money on you losing money, paying fees or getting liquidated. And so they want to promote things that they make money on. And so unless they bought HEX early or claimed it for free, because you could have claimed it for free, idiots that didn't claim it. I feel so sorry for you idiots. they don't want to promote stuff they don't make money on. So since you can't margin trade it, there's nowhere to like get leveraged up on it, which is why there's no pain in our price chart. It's like no one's getting liquidated on the way up. God, can you imagine if people could have shorted into that 1,000,000% price rise? Price would have gone even higher. And it's also jealousy, right? So like they might not have known I was a business god, and they might have just thought I was like a YouTuber. And then a YouTuber comes along and makes like the number three crypto, you know, and with 10,000x price performance, 100% perfect flawless operation and uptime. Yeah, they get jealous, you know? So they try and make their own coins and those things go to zero. And you're like, well, try again, homies, you know? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's also because like, dude, I brag about my dick size. I'm doing the outrage marketing thing, but that's come later, right? Like this is relatively.
You're feeding of it, right? I think you're also.
Right, I just got two articles in the Times and in Bloomberg, and it leads with like, you know, Richard Hart's eating the world's most expensive caviar out of a gold tin, $600 an ounce, talking about celebrating the bear market, and it tastes like the tears of his haters. It's awesome. It's awesome for them. It's good content. It's fun to read. It's awesome for me. I can get people in on the outrage garbage and then shift them into trying to save their lives with medical research and removing counterparty risk and increasing efficiency and making technological progress and getting free coins. I hand out free coins like crazy. So like I get them in on the outrage and then I shift them into the beauty, but they won't come on the beauty straight. So here I am dressed like a clown.
I remember seeing a video of yours, of you, and you were putting like, I think it was that bag.
I had this global.
And you were like, you know, I'm gonna put this right there because I know you guys like that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's also because you're playing with the audience and then the psychology of it, isn't it?
Well, it's also proof of work.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will say they're rich. Okay, well, show me your stuff. If you have stuff, I'm more likely to believe you because words are cheap, right? Go try and buy this bag. You can't. It's not for sale. You can't buy it. And if you could buy it, it's 40 grand, 50 grand in America. Good luck. You want to buy a useless bag for 50 grand? No, you don't. But I do because I can afford it. It don't mean nothing to me. 50 grand is nothing to me. this watch is $620,000. You can play roulette on it. You want to see?
It's the Jacob and Hoy, isn't it?
Yeah, Jacob and Co. Here, yeah, okay. Let me put it in the camera for you.
I'll play roulette for you.
There we go.
Cut.
Can I make a bet?
Go ahead, pick a number. I don't know how high they get.
Zero.
Is that? Yeah, it's on there. There's a green zero on it. I did this last night.
Isn't that Dan Pena who said that? Bitcoin is going to fucking zero, I think.
All right, everybody, you watching?
Yeah.
So there's the ball on the bottom. You can see it. Now I'm going to give it a spin.
A little higher. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
Now look, I got to actually get the ball.
I have to get it. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Otherwise, the ball doesn't jiggle around if I like. I've got two cameras is the problem. I'm going to show both cameras. So spinning. I'm going to wait until it. I'm just going back and forth on the camera right now. Okay, it landed on. That's a 29. Black 29. Here you go, everybody. Proof of work. I don't know. It will stay there when I turn. Probably will fall out, actually.
Listen, at least you're using and yeah, there we go.
No, it's only 12 now, but it was
29. Anyway, that's me showing off my $620,000 watch. I will never set the time on ever, just to troll you guys. I also don't like gambling, so I just say I'm the house. You can be the house with hex.com.
Love it. Are you sharing a lot because there are so many people, including even some of my good close friends that are losing and then getting wrecked.
Why are they getting wrecked? They didn't sell the top when I called the top, or what?
I guess, well, to be honest with you, Richard, I think also a lot of people, including myself, didn't know about Hex until recently. I think, with your popularity growing as well, I think the awareness about who you are and what you've built has grown exponentially. And I'm very realistic about that.
Hex is on a big dip now too. I mean, Hex has dipped so much. So like Ethereum dipped like 80%+, and now Hex dipped like 90%+. And you're like, all right, that's what you get. And by the way, Hex is still up 250x versus Bitcoin and 75x versus Ethereum from January 5th of 2020. So when people are like, dips are in the game, man. Hex has dipped 75%, 65%, like 10 times or something, some large number. So this is normal for us. But for these other currencies, it's a once every 3 or 4 year thing.
What is next for you? What are you?
Well, the movie's going to come out. They made a movie about me, which is really amazing. Now, look, I look like the kind of guy looking at me here. If I said a movie was amazing, I'd be like, he's talking shit. No. I'm very serious. Like, me being in a movie makes it a worse movie. I'm not hot. You know, the big boobs I have aren't the kind of big boobs people want to see. So like, I understand that trying to make a movie about software and me, that's a challenge, right? So these guys just make amazing films, and they get the human story. They show guys that put all their life's money in there, and like, you know, they went all in and took their house money and put it in at 40 cents. All right, well, it's 3 cents now. So that's a story, you know? And if it goes and makes it, well, it's not, I would be very surprised if it would make a new all-time high before the movie came out, because it should be in theaters or in Netflix or whatever, like January. Depends on who they get to buy it. So they're screening it to get people to like purchase it now, because it's basically done. Great film. Absolutely great film. I think everyone's really going to like it. It's by far the best crypto movie ever.
It's not a documentary about you.
It's like a documentary about me, but they have custom score with like a 30-piece orchestra. They've got the best cameras, the best everything. Like, it's really amazingly well done, and it has good content, interesting, exciting stories. And I think it will introduce people to things that they might be able to get in on. Imagine if I learned about Bitcoin at 2 instead of like 30, right? I would have rather bought 2 than 30. I'd have like 15 times more money, right? For that stack. So it's like, if someone gets to hear about Pulse Chain before it launches, or if someone gets to hear about, Hex on a 90% dip, that's so much like more awesome for them. That's more opportunity for them, in my opinion. I mean, would you rather, and this is a funny thing about crypto, people love to buy tops and sell bottoms. They hate getting a deal. They hate buying dips. You're just like, all right, guys, that doesn't make any sense, but You'd rather pay more than less. The people who message you and they're like, oh, I'll buy it when it makes this new all-time higher. Like, but you could buy it now. What? Why are you trying to pay more? It's crazy. What, are you a breakout trader? No, you're not. You're just a noob. Like, buying more is worse. Buying higher is worse a lot of the time.
Yeah. But that's awesome, man. It's going to be on Netflix, you said?
Well, it depends on who buys it, right? So they made an amazing film and they need to get it purchased so that they can make money. And then it will also get distribution. So, you know, you care about both things. You want people to see it and you also want to make some money on it. So that's like, it's kind of like in movie making, it's a different, they're different jobs. So there's a guy that comes up with the story. There's a guy that directs it. And then there's the guy that has to sell it. They're different jobs. So now it's kind of like the selling guy's job.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, it's exciting, man. I look forward to seeing it. What would you say that is something that you look back at as a lesson for you? Because now with this,
I thought that altcoins and Bitcoin were like enemies. But they both make their all-time highs and their all-time lows at the same time. They actually kind of amplify each other. And I also learned what was called Hart's Law, because I invented it, which is that the price of things are tied together by the liquidity of their markets. So people always wonder like why all the prices go up and down together. And it's because these things directly trade against each other. So the Bitcoin Ethereum pair makes Bitcoin and Ethereum interchangeable. And therefore, if you have one, you really could instantly have the other if you wanted it. And so if the price of one thing goes down, it makes the price of the other thing go down because you used to be able to exchange it for something worth more. Now it's worth less. And so the liquidity in the order books bonds together the prices of things that trade with each other. And that's the reason all the altcoins, almost all the altcoins move with Bitcoin. Like the first time Bitcoin died when I called the top over a year and a half ago, Hex went up 30x. And this time when Bitcoin died, Hex went down too. So it was uncorrelated then, it's correlated now. Hex is an interesting animal. It's one of the most different price charts and coins that I've ever seen. It's very unique, it's very cool. So yeah, I think Hart's Law was an amazing discovery on my part to show people why these prices really move together. Because, you know, if somebody thinks otherwise, you'd think there was some like hedge fund like trading things and weighting them based on like a market cap basis, but that's not what happens. It's because of Hart's Law. So I think those are two really good discoveries. What else? I mean, I'm always learning, you know, like I made Uniswap popular on my back personally. Hex was the majority of volume and for like a long time there. And that's awesome. It removes counterparty risk from trading. So you can't get exit scammed. Like no one can just steal your money because it's just you and the contract, you know? Now look, you can still find scams to buy, but it's not Uniswap's fault. Like you can buy a coin that you can buy, but never sell because that's the coin you bought. It's not Uniswap that did it. It's that you bought a weird scam coin. I'm just always discovering new things, you know? That's the reason Hexagons have gotten so much free airdrops. Tornado Cash, which I introduced Hexagons to, makes your coins anonymous if you want. Free airdrop. Uniswap, free airdrop. 1-inch order aggregator. Spread your orders across different order books. Free airdrop. Just free money coming out the yin yang. Yeah. There's no other industry in the world where you really get free money like this.
That's what I love about it. And also one of the big controversial points, which is what amazes me, is that people say Hex has no fundamental value. But Bitcoin does?
It has no fundamental value, except you can sell it for money or stuff that you do think has fundamental value. It's a very stupid argument.
Yeah. And that is something that ceases to amaze me. And I kind of like, are you encouraged to continue to bring on haters as well on your platform?
Well, I think a large portion of these haters, so the haters serve two functions. One, I couldn't buy advertising from them. But when I get them to speak ill of me out of their mouth, I get free advertising. Two, some portion of them will join the team at some point. And we've seen this. We have seen haters switch and just become Hexagons because they figured out eventually. They're like, oh, I was wrong. It happens sometimes. And so we, you know, it's, I can't lose on the deal. Yeah. I can't. So like, how's a hater going to hurt me? The hate only hurts him. It's poison to him. It hurts his day. A lot of these guys that have done bad things and promoted scams and made money on promoting Celsius, made money on promoting Luna, made money promoting scams. These guys, I can't hurt them by slapping them through the computer, but I can show them how well I'm doing. And it feels the same to them. So that's awesome. Like the fact that I could virtually slap scumbags through the internet by just living a great life. That's great.
Yeah.
Helps get the word out there. I mean, I don't think I would have had an article in Bloomberg and the Times unless I was fun to write about. And the reason I'm fun to write about is because I'm outrageous. Because no one gave a shit that I raised $27 million for charity. No one fucking cared. They cared that I bought the world's most expensive diamond. The largest diamond, sorry. Not the most expensive, the largest. So in this world, it's not a meritocracy. You don't get credit for what you should. And so you just got to play the game. You guys want me to dress like a fucking clown and flex and eat overpriced stuff? Fine. I'll do that for a greater goal, right? It's actually work. People don't realize, like, taking a picture of your outfit every day, that's work, man. I want to, you know, I got to go think, like, what hasn't people seen yet? You know how many pair of shoes I got? Probably got like 100 pair of shoes now, dude. I'm running out of space. I need more space, man. These are first world problems.
They are.
I don't want to wear these shoes more than once. Yeah. That's a first world problem, bro.
Well, we are so opposites in that regard. Like I did pretty well for myself. I'm not saying by any means that in any way, shape or form I'm close to you, but I was able to have, you know, a beautiful property in Amsterdam, a beautiful property now in Marbella, Spain. And being here now, I just kind of like wanted to get rid of most stuff because stuff to me is like baggage. Right. So it's like, and I love that even though I'm so opposite from that, it's like, I really enjoy your mentality and the way you approach it because I understand it.
I've done it your way. I lived in a hotel 5 years, traveling the world. Yeah. You don't have space for shopping. You're tired of carrying the stuff. I've tried it that way too. They're both cool. It's just easier to flex when you have all this useless crap, you know?
Yeah.
Like a gambling watch. I don't even support gambling. Like, this is, you know, whatever.
But the point is, like, people love that shit. And that is,
I love
that
it, dude. I love it. I fucking love it. I want to see this fancy shit. I like looking at it. I want to see the coolest cars. I want to see the coolest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody dying to see this thing actually spin. We showed it to them, you know?
Yeah. What important question that I really wanted to ask before we close it is, what is your thought about the NFT space?
It's garbage. Everyone's getting the shit scammed out of them.
Okay.
Now, so when I speak truth, a lot of time it hurts my profitability.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of NFT guys that hopped into Hex. There's a lot of NFT guys that can't wait to get copies of their NFTs and Pulse Chain for free. The problem is, although I like you guys, I hope you do well. If you pay $1 million for a serial number loosely related to a JPEG, which may or may not still be hosted on the internet, I feel sorry for you. I don't think that's a good use of any human being's economic energy. I don't think overpaying for JPEGs is smart. I don't think overpaying for serial numbers loosely related to the JPEGs where you have no intellectual property rights is smart. I don't like overpaying for things. And I think anything like, bro, you could have bought a house or a pixelated picture of a monkey and you didn't actually get the picture. You just kind of got a link to it and they could switch it to a dick pic whenever they want. It's so stupid. It's so disgustingly stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, no, but we do agree that just like Hex, there's been a bunch of people like myself that made a lot of money on these JPEGs that you're referring to.
Where'd your money come from? A guy that's wrecked now, you know, like I don't want to live in that world where monkey pictures are what drives the economy. I think it's fucking stupid,
but it's happening though. We can't deny it.
It was, and it did, but I think you guys are wrecked now. If you're not wrecked, wait a little while. You'll get there.
Okay.
Because if you're not, I'm just going to keep launching NFT projects until you're diluted to fucking death. I will delete you guys into fucking oblivion. I'm putting the F in NFT. So enjoy your first set of free copies on Pulse Chain. And then you're going to have an NFT for the hex.com diamond, the 555 carat diamond. That's going to be an NFT. Because if you guys won't take my advice to stop overpaying for these things, that's fine. I'll launch one. You know, like I just, I hate them. I fucking hate them. I hate NFTs.
Okay.
Pictures are cool. Art is cool. Overpaying for it is lame. That's about it. It's like the metaverse. The metaverse is a scam. There is no metaverse. There's a fucking, there's a game lobby where you talk or type to people and have a profile icon. And it's the same shit for 25 years. But now a bunch of noobs that have never played games before decide that's the metaverse. Nope. Fucking game lobby. Had them for 25 years. You guys are idiots. There's no metaverse. Does not. There's a fucking game lobby.
What? Wait, wait. So you also say there's no metaverse. It's not.
There's no fucking metaverse. No, it doesn't exist.
So, so what? What is Facebook is now, now Meta? Like, is it like aren't
scam.
Companies?
Yep. Scam. Okay. You go to the metaverse. What do? Choose a profile picture, type or talk. And that's it. Okay. Where else do you do that? Every video game lobby, Call of Duty. You sit, what's the fucking difference? It's the same shit, except it's more boring. No one likes it. No one likes the fucking metaverse. Call of Duty is way cooler than the metaverse. Every good AAA title is better than the metaverse. Metaverse is a fucking made up scam word for losers that have never played games. It's crazy to me. What are you doing that's not choosing a profile icon, typing and talking? Tell me. You shoving a controller there up your ass and doing virtual sex?
Yeah, well, the idea, and no. Again, I think the idea of the metaverse is that, like, since we had COVID as well, like, people can connect in a way that, like you said, like,
maybe. What do you think Twitter is? I have a profile icon. I type to people.
But can you do like VR and can you walk around?
Who gives
around,
a fuck about VR? You know? It sucks and, shit. And, have you ever done VR? It's pixelated, sweaty-faced garbage. VR sucks. Go try and get a good VR porn game. They don't even fucking exist. What use is this shit?
So you don't think it's going. It's going to evolve into something that is like actually looking good. That is actual okay. Good user experience. Because right do now, I agree. Right now, it's not like.
Do we have 3D television? Yes. Did they get rid of it? Yes. Did they try really hard to make it a thing? Yep. It's the same shit. 3D TV sucks. 3D fucking virtual reality gaming sucks. It sucks balls. It's terrible.
Right
I own
now,
the best 3D gaming fucking. Yeah. I own the best virtual reality thing you can buy. I set it up. It sucks. There's two okay games. Two. Like, all right. Well, I played them, and I guess I'll put it away now.
God. Okay. Well, that's a very clear answer. I have to agree to some degree about what
it
is.
Let me know when
now.
You catch your first nut in virtual reality, dude. When that shit happens, when you catch your first nut in the fucking metaverse, we can do this call over again.
We should.
It's actually good. Because yeah, in the not a metaverse, a lot of people are catching a lot of nuts.
Yeah. I do think we should, like in 2 years, I do think we should. I think like it needs a good 2 years.
I hope it gets there, mate. But yeah, like, yeah. You know, it's like, where's my fucking robot? Where's my sandwich making robot? And people have been talking that shit for 50, 60, 70 fucking years. I just want some, you know, robot to make my sandwiches. Where's my fucking sandwich robot? We ain't got it. It turns out some shit in life's actually hard.
You know what? I hear you. I do think it's coming, that sandwich making robot. I just think we're not intelligent enough yet to like make it available for you and me.
Many feminist jokes that I want to bust out here, but I'm trying not to get canceled.
Let's not get yeah.
I ain't but, saying nothing about yeah. the sandwiches.
listen, I think that let's see. Okay, the metaverse. You've been very very clear.
There's no metaverse.
Your statement. There's no metaverse.
Where's the metaverse? Where do I go to log into the metaverse?
Well,
it's
right now,
it's a fucking scam.
So even like right now, you have like different projects. I won't mention any names, but there's projects where you now can buy digital real estate.
Team Fortress,
right?
Oh,
you
God.
Can actually, yeah, that's another
that
one.
That was called Linden Labs Second Life. And then it
obviously, I'm not even
you
mentioning
can buy hats
the celebrities.
Team Fortress 2. Cool. You can buy hats in Team Fortress 2. Great. You can buy skins in Fortnite. Cool. Is that the fucking metaverse? It's so stupid, dude. There's no metaverse, bro. Buying skins and being in VR is not the metaverse. It's not.
Okay.
This is bullshit. It's like cloud computing. There's no such thing as cloud computing. It's just someone else's computer. It's not fucking yours. There's no cloud. It's somebody else's computer. You gave up your rights. That's it.
So a lot of people don't know that, but it's true. Yeah. Richard, I want to thank you, man, for coming on. I appreciate you, what you do. Even though we're so different, I really see some things that are very similar in your direct approach and the things you do and the way you talk. So thanks, I love you being you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great day, bro.
Thank you, man.
Hey, where can people find you? How can people find
you? Oh, yeah.
My audience, if they want to.
Thank you. Very simple. Jesse Meester.
You got to spell that, bro. There's no way anybody could spell that. Meester.
No.
Meester.
It's the Dutch. I'm Dutch, by the way. And it's the Dutch for master. And I am the master in what I do.
So M-E-E-S-T-E-R.
My pronouns are king and lord.
Yo, I'm God King. That's sick. We have the same pronouns, dude. That's epic.
Really? I love it.
Yeah, dude.
So, at J-E-S-S-E-M-E-E-S-T-E-R.
Can I show my stuff real quick?
Of course, yeah.
Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/RichardHartWin, youtube.com/RichardHart, instagram.com/RichardHartOfficial.
And it will be in the bio.
Nice, dude. Pulsechain.com, world's largest free airdrop. Free coins for you. Hex.com, huge dip. I think it's a huge opportunity. Free self-help books, t.me/SciVibe, books that I wrote to make your life better. I think that covers it, man. Like,
amazing.
Thank you so much for the chat, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Have a great
day,
man.
You've been listening to Life Talk with Jesse Meester. Thanks for listening to the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. And if you want to be the next guest, please apply by filling in the contact form on jessemeester.com or DM Meester Store on Instagram. Till next time, keep sharing love and life.